This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, fire. That's the lead story of the day today, an election theft. Those will be the two stories surging throughout our show today. I spent almost 15 years living in Malibu, California, on the beach in Malibu, on a hillside in Malibu overlooking the ocean, just a block from the beach, with water as far as you can see, the beautiful blue Pacific, and in the middle of a paradise called Topanga, where I had a 10-acre property and a horse ring, and I spent a lot of time in Malibu, and Malibu is on fire. The entire town has been evacuated. Woodland Hills and that edge of the valley has been evacuated. Friends of my family's homes are gone, they assume. They saw the fire coming over the hill. It sounded like a freight train combined with a hurricane, combined with a tornado, and they ran for their lives. It is a mess. California is on fire in Northern California, in a town called Paradise. Five dead in their cars, burned to death. As a wall of fire decimates the entire California town. Whew. It's a wild scene today in California. And the fires are everywhere, and it's because the El Nino... what's the wind? I can't remember the wind name. It's not El Nino. That's the thing that comes in the winter, and it makes it either warm or wetter than usual. But there's an actual wind that comes in October, November. And when it comes, that's when the fire threat gets bad, because the winds could be 90 miles an hour. And certainly winds from 60 to 90 miles per hour while you have a fire is death. And it just blows from house to house. And that is happening. It's been 18 years since I left Malibu, California. So I forgot the name of that wind. One of my friends is probably going to text me any minute now. I get a lot of help from the people at Santa Ana Winds. There we go. Chris got it. My board up. He's good. Did you know that or you Googled that? You Googled it, right? Well, Vegas doesn't have Santa Ana Winds, does it? You say it does. I've never seen anything here that was called Santa Ana, but when I lived in Malibu, 90-mile-per-hour winds, I've never seen anything like that in Vegas. But having said that, I lived through two horrible fires, one of which that came right up to my house, and the second of which, that was when I lived in the mountains, overlooking the ocean, and the other one when I lived on the beach. Literally, I had a house on the beach in Malibu. The waves broke under my house. And it was on those stilts way up in the air, and the waves would break under my house during high tide and during low tide at a beautiful beach. You know, I would just walk down a few steps, and I was on the beach. Boom. It was my beach. The beach was my backyard, and I had whales and dolphins in the morning come by. It was just the most amazing 5 years of my life. And we almost lost our house. We left Malibu to go to New York. I had a speech to give in New York, how things never change, right? The more they change, the more they stay the same. I was hired to give a business speech in New York. And when I got back to the airport, I was in Delta Airlines, I remember. I got into the Delta terminal at JFK to fly back to Los Angeles to get back to my home in Malibu. And I had a maid and a best friend both watching my house. And all of a sudden, I saw on TV fire everywhere, and it said Malibu, California. And all of a sudden, my cell phone rang, and it was my best buddy who was watching my house. And he said, don't even worry about it. There's flames in the distance, and there's smell of fire in the air, but I think you'll be okay. You're on the beach. Come on, man. You're okay. It won't go over the road. And so now I'm sitting in a three-hour wait for my plane to take off, and the phone rings again about an hour later, and he goes, it's all burning. It's all burning. We're all going to die. And I'm like, what? He says, it's jumped the road. The fire's everywhere. We're running for our lives. And I had two dogs there. And him and the maid took the two dogs in the car. They drove. He took one car, and she took the other. And my maid had never driven before. And she followed him to an area about 20 miles away, pulled over, and she just followed him very slowly. And then she pulled over the car and turned it off and handed him the keys. And he drove her home, and they left the car in that spot for me to pick up. But all I could tell you is he took a video before he left, and it looked like the fall of Saigon in Malibu. Literally, he was standing in front of my beachfront home, and people were running on the beach with their animals in their hands, with black soot on their faces, screaming and begging him to give them a hose for some water because they were so thirsty. And in the background, it's nothing but flames so high that the sky doesn't exist anymore. There's nothing but flames and black smoke. And it's getting closer and closer, and you see flames behind houses, and then you see the houses are gone. And so he got out, and I just didn't know if my house would survive, and I got in an airplane. And when I landed in, it was a cross-country flight, but I had a stopover, I think, in Chicago or Minneapolis or Detroit, one of those three. I think it was Detroit, actually, and I had a stopover there. And when I got off the plane, I didn't know if my house existed or not. And I got on the phone, and I called my buddy, and I couldn't get him. And finally, he called me, and he said, "Your house is on the news as we speak right now. And all the houses on the other side of the street from you are gone. There's nothing but chimneys left. They've all burned to the ground. But your house is still there, and I'm watching it on TV. The firemen are on your roof, hosing it down, and all the houses on your side, the beach side, except one, have survived. And the firemen are on the roofs, and they're on your roof on Channel 3, NBC News in L.A. as we speak. They're watching your house. And my house survived. And when I got back to town, you could not enter Malibu for 3 days. And luckily, I knew the police, and they let me be the first car back into Malibu. And I drove, I met them at the Calabasas line, and they gave me a police escort. Five police cars led me into Malibu as I got to my house, not knowing if my house was there or not, and then it was there. And every house opposite me was nothing but a chimney. They were all gone. Just an amazing, amazing sight. All gone. And so that's happening now. And a lot of my friends are still in Malibu, albeit all liberals, but I still love them, and I still don't want anything bad to happen to them or their homes ever. And I've been on the phone with them today, and they all assume their houses are gone. I don't know if that's true. This seems to be the biggest fire ever in the history of Malibu. They say this is the big one that in our lifetimes no one has ever seen, and that many, 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 many houses will be lost today. The one that I'm talking about was in, I think it was in 1993, and like six or seven people died, and I think 270 homes burned to the ground. That was the worst one of my lifetime that I've ever not just been part of, but seen. And there's never been one since then that bad. This is going to be worse than that, is what they're all telling me. So that's the first news story of the day. Fire in Malibu, fire throughout the valley in Los Angeles, fire in Northern California and Paradise, five dead, as they say on the news with their little cute sayings, Paradise Lost. But the other big news story is this election fraud in Florida and Arizona. And how about Montana? Montana's another state where I went to bed and we won the U.S. Senate seat and I woke up and we lost it. Where did those late votes come from? Montana's a little state. Montana's a sparsely populated state. Do Democrats just sit around with boxes marked Democrat emergency votes? And once everything's counted, they see how many they need, they bring out the number they need? I think that's what happens. I'm convinced that's what happens. I believe we've got total, complete fraud. We're living in a banana republic in the United States of America today. The Democratic Party is a criminal organization in conspiracy with illegal aliens, speaking of foreign interference, in conspiracy with Mexico and Central America to send millions of their people here, and once they're here illegally, they vote illegally. Vote illegally. Here illegally is one thing. Voting illegally is a whole other thing. President Trump needs an executive order, immediate executive order, that anyone who is illegal in the United States that votes is instantly and immediately deported. Put the fear of God into election fraud. You can't allow people to cheat. And I'll tell you right now, I'm an opinion columnist. That's what I am. My opinions are on the radio. My opinions are on national TV. My opinions are on in nationally syndicated newspaper columns and in this nationally syndicated radio show. That's my job, opinions. Here's my opinion. The election was stolen. It's trying to be, they're trying to steal it in Florida and Arizona. They probably stole it in Montana. And I'm telling you, they've tried it all over this country. And the area they're most successful in was Nevada. They stole the election in Nevada. I hope the whole Nevada's listening. I hope Mayor Goodman's listening. I hope the police are listening. I hope Sheriff Lombardo is listening. From the loudest trees here, from the loudest mountains, from the tallest buildings, I'm telling you, Wade Root is telling you, the election was stolen and illegals voted by the hundreds of thousands in Nevada. They stuffed the ballot box. And they don't beat you by much, you know. We lost 5 points. Senate and governor. It was like 470,000 to 430,000. All they need is 50,000 illegals, and they beat you. That's it. They would have lost by 10, and instead they won by 40, because they had 50,000 illegals voting. And for all I know, it was 100,000 illegals voting. It was 200,000 illegals voting. It was 300,000 illegals voting. But they have figured out the Reed machine how to stuff the ballot box with illegals, because it's done every day in California. There are millions of foreigners. I believe the last number I saw was about 9 million foreigners live in California, and like 7 million of them are illegal. And I'm telling you, they're all voting. The minute they gave them driver's licenses, they were all voting. But here's the irony. They don't need driver's licenses. I can't tell you how many people have emailed me, texted me, and called me. And if you have seen, if you witnessed any instance of voter fraud, please email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, specifically in Florida, in Arizona, and Montana, but most importantly here in Nevada and in Las Vegas or in Washoe County. If you saw voter fraud right in front of your eyes, you email me and I will keep a list. I will document all the cases of voter fraud in Nevada. I've already had so many emails and phone calls telling me right in front of them people walk in who are clearly foreigners, who speak no English or very little English, and who don't have ID, and they say, no problem, you can vote. Right in front of them, they let them vote. Because that's what happens in a state that has no ID required. And those are the emails I got. Sheriff Lombardo, do you care about voter fraud? FBI office in Las Vegas, do you care about voter fraud? Because I've got my cell phone in front of me, and I've got screenshots and the actual copies of all the texts I got, text blasts for the Democratic Party of Nevada and multiple liberal organizations. And I've got all of them sent to friends put in a safe so it can never be written off. You can't take my phone, you can't steal my phone, you can't burn my house down. I got the copies in a safe. And fraud was committed on a massive scale in Nevada, and it's happening all over the country.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio. Newsmax TV in hour number three, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, evangelist. American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Owned and operated, founded by the great Edward Stolz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Ed Stolz is going to get thanks from me for the next 50 years. If I'm on radio 50 years from now, I'll be 107 years old. I'll be like, I've been on radio 107 years. Thank you, Ed Stolz. You saved me. You made my career 50 years ago. That's the kind of guy I am. I thank people who are instrumental in my life. Fred Weinberg put me on national radio. Thank you, Fred. Chris Ruddy put me on national TV. Thank you, Chris Ruddy. I'm the only guy in the history of America, I'll bet, who's ever been on national TV 30 years apart with his own show. I was the lead anchorman at CNBC and hosted five shows at CNBC in 1989, 1990, 1991. And then I made my comeback in 2006. So 25 years between shows, and between when I started, 27 years between the time I was host of a national TV show and again a host of a national TV show. Pretty amazing. Who the heck ever does that? 27 years old, your first show on national TV, and then you make a comeback at the age of 57, 37 years later. No such thing. I'm the only guy in the history of Hollywood who's ever done something like that. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned and operated by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas. The state of Texas trusts them, so you know you can too. They should have hired U.S. Gold Bureau to oversee election integrity in states like Texas and Arizona. And Montana, and Florida, and Nevada. If they can watch over the Fort Knox of Texas, they can watch over voting. because somebody needs to watch over voting in this country. Thank God we have Trump as president. He's not going to take this laying down. I'm telling you right now, we're going after him with the full force of the Department of Justice. If he can even find a lawyer at the DOJ that's on our side. That's the million-dollar question. Can you find anyone who's not dirty? The U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about buy and sell precious metals. Call them up now. Thank them for sponsoring the show and ask them about the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. You will not be sorry. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you the Wayne Root Investor Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. Ask them about it right now. 1-800-885-GOLD. So Trump bashes Democratic efforts to steal elections in Florida and Arizona. He took to Twitter to bash them. Thank God we have a president. See, again, I'm going to defend Trump on Twitter. He reaches how many millions of people? Let's look it up right now. I'm going to Twitter as I speak to you. Here's my Twitter account. Now I'm going to type in Trump. Hold on. I'm going to type in Trump right in front of you. I think he's got 50 million or 60 million. All right, I'm on Trump's page. He's got 55.5 million followers. 55.5 million followers. He's put out 39,000 tweets. Let's see where Wayne Root is compared to him. I've put out 24,000 tweets. 24,500 tweets. So, you know, he's pretty prolific. I'm close on his tail. President Trump, question. Now, Rick Scott, the Republican candidate for Senate, only leads Democrat Bill Nelson by 15,000 votes after leading by 50,000 plus on Election Day. He referred to it as the Broward Effect. And the head of Broward County is a thief. She's an alleged thief. Let me say it that way, even though I'm probably allowed to say whatever I want about a public figure. She is an alleged thief if I've ever seen one. I'll get to her in a minute. President Trump then focused on Andrew Gillum, the Democratic gubernatorial candidate, who conceded on Election Day to Ron DeSantis, and now Broward has put him back in play. He then touted his success in Florida, claimed Broward County was late with the vote tabulation in the 2016 presidential election and probably getting ready to do a number but could not because in Broward to falsify a victory. He also thanked Senator Marco Rubio for his assistance in exposing the potential corruption going on. He posted a tweet questioning Arizona Senate race between Martha McSally and Democrat Kyrsten Sinema. Trump questioned the potential for a new election and stated we must protect our democracy. I hope he's the only one with a brain. I hope he's bold enough, hope he's got big enough balls to ask for a new election. And put the National Guard in place and the DOJ with hundreds of lawyers all over polling places. Should try that in Nevada. How about a do-over in Nevada? They'll say, oh, it wasn't even close. We won by a mile. Yeah, because you had 100,000 illegals voting. I've got all the email, all the text is proof. I've got the text. Hey, police. Hey, FBI. Hey, Secretary of State Barbara Savaski. Anybody care about election integrity? Anybody want to see the text? They asked illegals to vote or they'd be deported, to vote Democrat. Theft.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Protests are taking place outside the office of Broward County Supervisor Brenda Snipes. Folks are not happy with her and the vote counting procedure and the fact that 80,000 votes were found by the county the day after the election. Meanwhile, Snipes says they're doing the best they can.
We ran 22 sites.
We ran 14 days. We ran 12 hours. We had a big vote by mail. So don't try to turn it around to make it seem like I'm making comedy out of this.
Today, before heading off to France with the First Lady, President Trump signed a proclamation blocking certain immigrants from claiming asylum. The ACLU in Northern California is already challenging that ruling. The president spoke to reporters about the plan.
People can come in, but they have to come in through the ports of entry, and that to me is a very important thing.
Do check us out online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Yeah, it's a bad one. Fire destroys Malibu houses is the headline in the Los Angeles Times. The Woolsey fire barreled into Malibu on Friday, burning dozens of hillside homes as thousands tried fleeing down the gridlocked Pacific Coast Highway. Man, I've been there. Holy crap, have I been there. Fire has destroyed dozens of homes in Oak Park, Thousand Oaks, Bell Canyon, and other Ventura County communities. Malibu warned residents at 12:30 p.m. to leave immediately as flames began burning out of control towards neighborhoods. Wow. Bad stuff. Bad stuff. And keep in mind, the double sadness of this. Thousand Oaks was the site of that terrible, terrible shooting just a couple of days ago at that bar in Thousand Oaks. And so many people died. 12 kids died. College students, mostly. And one of them was even one of the people killed. Had survived the Vegas massacre on October 1st of last year in my town. And about 50 people in that bar had survived the Vegas massacre. And they had to relive another shooting. And now, the very place that was the command center for that shooting is now an evacuation center. And everybody's running for their lives from a fire. And some of them lost somebody they love. It's incredible. Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Speaking of health care, Liberty Health Share, if you have a bad fire and you get hurt, you need health care, right? And health care is just unaffordable in this country. And even if you have it, it covers almost nothing. But there's a better way. Liberty Health Share is a Christian health sharing organization. I've joined them. I'm living proof there's a better way. I'm a Liberty Health Share member. My kids are members. Our rights come from God, not from government. I saved $18,000 last year. I'll save $18,000 this year. Could you use an extra $36,000? And then my son Hudson had his wisdom teeth pulled. I wasn't even sure if that was covered. It's dental. And it was $2,500 bill, and they paid $2,000 just the other day. I got the check. They paid $2,000 of the $2,500. Thank you, Liberty Health Shares. They're saving me thousands, and they're actually covering stuff that when I had Aetna for $2,000 a month wasn't being covered. But for only $450 a month or so, which is what I pay Liberty Health Share, they covered it. So now that you hear these stories, you got to go check it out. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or online at libertyhealthshare.org. All right, I've got my guest here, Frank F.H. Buckley, New York Post columnist, professor at Scalia Law School, author of The Republican Workers' Party, How the Trump Victory Drove Everyone Crazy, and Why It Was Just What We Needed. Frank Buckley, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, you're on with Wayne Root. My question to you is, are you related to the Buckley family, as in James Buckley and William Buckley?
Well, actually, James Buckley calls me Cousin Frank, but the fact is I'm about as related to you as I am to him.
All right, because I started out in New York State conservative politics. My father was one of the founders of the New York State Conservative Party, along with Surf Maltese and J. Daniel Mahoney. And we helped elect Buckley to the United States Senate. James Buckley,
absolutely
United States
right.
Senate.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering whether I met him many times. All right. Well, you're Frank Buckley. And by the way, the Buckleys were great, great people. So related or not, it's a good name. Good name. And Scalia is a great name. And you're a professor at Scalia Law School. Where is Scalia Law School, by the way?
It's in Arlington, Virginia, just about a mile from the Potomac.
Very good. All right. So you're a New York Post columnist, and you just wrote a column in the New York Post, my favorite paper in the world, by the way, how a Democratic House can help finish the Trump agenda. Now, let's first define finish. You don't mean they're going to end it. You mean you think the Democratic House can now help Trump win and finish doing his agenda in a positive way. Is that what you mean?
That's exactly right. Look, I mean, the point about the Trump victory was it wasn't, you know, your uncle's Republican Party. It was a break. Trump ended up in a sweet spot of American politics where he was socially conservative. Economically, he was middle of the road. I mean, we had all these libertarians saying, oh, we got to take care. We got to get rid of Social Security. He didn't want to go there, right? He figured, you know, we are really generous. The main thing we want is jobs, right? The role of the government is give people jobs. And if, you know, if there are some people who are not able to work or too ill or whatever, we'll take care of them. That's very American. That's what people want, right? And he called it the Workers' Party. I ripped off the he called it, he said, this is going to be a Workers' Party. So that's the title of my book.
All right. So tell us how Democrats can help him to successfully implement. I don't like the word finish the Trump agenda.
Well,
we can successfully implement the Trump agenda.
Yeah, right. Well, here's the thing. You know, there was a tax bill which was great, but it only went part of a distance. Trump ran against the establishment, and the establishment includes basically all of the lobbyists in Washington. And, you know, it includes the guys at Goldman Sachs, you know, who've been making out really, really well. We've got a lot of crud in our tax code. We've got provisions which basically, you know, permit Mitt Romney to pay 13% taxes. You know, we don't need that. And when Obama said it's not right that secretaries are paying a higher tax rate than their bosses, totally right. So, you know, we've got a lot of work to do to clear up the dreck in the tax code. On immigration, there's, you know, we can offer a deal. Now, I'm not saying the Dems will go for it. What I'm saying, though, is, look, the Trump agenda was one where you could offer a good deal to the Chuck Schumers of the world, and if they don't take it, they'll be exposed as people who, you know, really aren't caring about America.
So how are you going to get Democrats who are crazy, who are out of their minds, who are radical socialists, to go along with real immigration reform? So far, every time he's ever offered, I'll let millions in. And by the way, I don't even agree with that. I wouldn't let millions in. I would just use the military budget to declare a national security emergency and build the wall. I wouldn't let millions
in. You know, the deal can include the Dreamers. That's fine. I mean, look, most Americans are happy to concede that point. But it's got to have effective wall security. And that's not enough. It's also got to have a reform of legal immigration, because we have the craziest legal immigration system in the world. I'm talking the 65 Act. I'm talking the law.
Like chain migration and things like that have got to go, right? And birthright citizenship.
So that's the deal we offer. And you know something? It's not the case that I'm saying the Dems will take it. Maybe they'll be crazy, you know? I mean, they're a bunch of crazies there, right? Maybe they'll go for impeachment right away. I mean, they're crazy enough to do it. Fine. Expose them as the crazies. That's the best thing we can do. In which case, Trump is guaranteed re-election.
Right. Right. But so let's go over some of the things you think that he could possibly do. And I get the immigration deal. I don't believe they'd ever do it, because they've made it clear in the past they won't do it. He offered them such a reasonable deal. I'll let millions of you in and stay, even more than Obama's executive action allowed. Again, I'll point out I don't agree with that. But in return, you got to give me the wall and end chain migration. And they said no. They never even went near it. So I don't know why they would do it now. That's my only point.
Well,
I agree with you.
Yeah.
They were saying they would, but they're not.
The deal that was offered and on the table that Schumer offered was, we'll give you the wall and you give us the Dreamers. Now, you know, one of the problems with that is Dems promised to do something. You know, it's like dealing with the Soviets back when. So I wasn't even sure that they'd come through with that. But you know, if Trump were satisfied with the wall, fine. That's two elements of what is a three-legged stool. The other is curing some of the idiocies of the 65 Act, the chain migration stuff. We'll offer it to them. You know, this is a deal, take it or leave it. If you leave it, fine. You know, you can complain about how we're living in an immobile society. You know something? You're the cause of that, right? You guys are hypocrites if you don't go along with this, right? You know, there's this old saying, he who smelt it, dealt it. Well, they complain about immobility and inequality, but you smelt it, Bill.
All right, that's a funny line. Let's talk about you put here replacing Obamacare. Now, that one is just a dream. There's no Democrat that will ever allow you to replace Obamacare, even if it's better for the people. But, Frank Buckley, tell us your dream. Tell us how you think it can
happen. Well, the dream is, you know, so what do most Americans want here? What most Americans want is...
They want to be covered for pre-existing conditions. That's what they all claim to want, right?
Exactly right. Exactly right. Offer them that deal. I don't even care what you call it. You can call it Obamacare too, whatever. But, you know, that can be part of a grand bargain. Okay? Yeah, you know, let me tell you something. You know, the number of people with severe pre-existing conditions, it's only 400,000 people in America. It's not, you know, it's like not a large number. But these are the guys who have to be cross-subsidized by everybody else on the Obamacare exchanges. Answer is real simple. Take them off, you know, provide for them separately, and then let free markets work.
Right. Well, I'm with you, but they're never going to do it. It's never going to happen. They love Obamacare. They think it's great.
Well, you know,
it's the funniest logic I've ever heard, by the way. Do you realize when Obama became president, Frank Buckley, Frank F.H. Buckley from the New York Post, we're talking to, professor at Scalia Law School, and the author of the Republican Workers Party, and by the way, you and I have very similar ways of thinking. I wrote the book before the election called Angry White Male and how Trump is going to win the election and win it with the white middle class, and that's kind of sounds kind of like the name and the title of your book, you know, how the Trump victory drove everyone crazy. Why was just what we needed. Very similar thoughts inside your book, I'm sure, to mine. So good stuff,
yeah,
good thinking, great minds think alike. And, you know, just when I was, you know, when Obama was elected, I was paying $500 a month for my health insurance with Aetna. And as soon as Obamacare passed, it went to $1,500, then it went to $1,700, then it went to $1,900, and then it went to $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
So when you hear Democrats say it's Trump's fault that health care is expensive and they have the answers to make it cheaper, it just reminds me that Obama said 1,000 times he was going to make it $2,500 a year cheaper for the average family, and he made it $6,000 more expensive a year for the average family. Democrats are the biggest liars I've ever seen.
You're talking about the average family? You're talking about some a group that they didn't care about.
No, they didn't care about anybody. All they cared about was poor people who would get it free. And that's how you buy votes for the Democratic Party.
Well, transgenders would be able to get the sexual...
Yeah, transgender operations. There you go. Hey, the music's up. We got to run. Frank F.H. Buckley, grab his book. It is author. He's the author of the Republican Workers' Party, how the Trump victory drove everyone crazy, and why it was just what we needed. Thank you, Frank Buckley. Be good.
Hey, Wayne, thank you very much.
Big fan of the New York Post, by the way. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, and our prayers with the people of Malibu and Southern California right now. Giant fire, fire of all fires. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cetogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cetogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cetogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cetogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cetogenics.com.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visit.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, whose voice survives despite speaking on the air so many hundreds of hours. It's just crazy. When you do the math, if you're on 3 hours a night, 5 nights a week, that's 720 hours a year. But that's just on my radio and TV show. That doesn't include how many hours I speak in business deals and conference calls and how many other interviews I do each year. I speak thousands of hours a year. That's a lot of talking. I have to protect my voice, and somehow my throat is now a workhorse. Even though I've always had a fairly hoarse, kind of horsey voice, my throat's a workhorse. I'm able to do all this and never miss a minute on the air. And it's because of my doctor suggests colloidal silver lozenges. I love the cherry flavor, cherry colloidal silver. They just sent me a whole batch of like 500 of the colloidal cherry. I suck on like two every hour during the radio shows. So that's 2 times 3 is 6, but really probably like 8 a day altogether, 8 a day. And you figure times 5 days a week, that's 40, times 4 weeks in a month, that's 160. So you multiply 160 times 10, and you come up with 1,600, and add another couple of months in, and you're talking about 1,900 of them I suck on a year. And that's the reason I still have a voice, or my voice would be gone. You could order them too. My doctor suggests is the name. And the reason they're so cool is these lozenges are made with colloidal silver, and colloidal silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. So it slowly but surely comes in contact with germs, and it can destroy them. I'm living proof. My doctor suggests name of the company, but Wayne Root urges. I don't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable, magical lozenges today. Call the phone number. Get your pen out, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and get 10% off your very first order, mydoctorsuggests.com. MyDoctorSuggests.com, 866-660-9868. So remember this name. You got to remember this name. Brenda Snipes. She's going to wind up being one of the most famous women in America. Remember the lady from the IRS, Lois Lerner? That was another famous name, a Democrat, liberal, corrupt creep. who tried to turn the election in the favor of Barack Obama. And she was succeeded, by the way, because I believe to this day Obama cheated and won that election because he used the IRS to destroy all the enthusiasm and all the intensity and suck up all the energy in the room and defeat Tea Parties and defeat Republicans and defeat big donors. Anyone who wrote a check to Mitt Romney got audited by the IRS. Major problems. Destroyed everyone. Lois Lerner. Remember that name. Horrible human being. Well, now we've got Brenda Snipes. She's the Broward County woman, election supervisor, who's trying to steal the election for the Democrats. Horrible woman. Horrible woman. She, a judge just found Broward County in violation of the Constitution and ordered Brenda Snipes to allow ballot inspections immediately during an emergency hearing on Friday. I wonder if it was a Democrat judge. You know, you can't even find Republican judges. They're all a bunch of Democrats. And so I wonder if this judge is like a Democrat who's just honest and actually saw the truth for once, or whether it happens to be a Republican judge. But Broward County Election Supervisor Brenda Snipes must allow inspections on or before 7 p.m. Eastern Time Friday. So that's right now, 5 minutes from now. Rick Scott's fighting back with great lawyers. You're not going to steamroll the Republicans, charge. I can see it right now. It's not going to happen. And isn't it funny? I got to make a point here. There is election fraud all over the United States. Every single minute, what you find is they just happen to find boxes of voters hours or days or a week after the polls close, and every one of the boxes is a Democrat, and the box comes from Democrat counties and Democrat districts and Democrat inner cities. There are never boxes found with Republican votes in them. Or wait, I left one out. They're prison felons. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, correct me somewhat if I'm wrong, they stole the election, Democrats, from Norm Coleman, U.S. Senator, Minnesota. He won the election, and at the last minute they found like two extra boxes. Well, you know, he won the election by like 900 votes, and they found 1,200 votes in two boxes, and they happened to be prison felons, if I remember correctly. And they all voted Democrat. And suddenly Norm Coleman wasn't the senator anymore, and guess who was the senator? I say that without remembering his name. Frankel? The comedian. Art Flank? I can't remember his name now. The comedian, Chris, look that one up for me. The comedian who won the U.S. Senate race, who resigned in disgrace for cupping that girl's breast. Al Franken, there it is. Al Franken, the comedian, won the race over Nora Coleman in the most obvious cheating you've ever seen, and they allowed it to happen. But Donald Trump wasn't president in those days. Trump don't take crap. Quote me, okay? And I know my syntax is off. I'm doing that on purpose. Trump don't take crap. You're about to find out you're dealing with first-class people here who don't fool around. Donald Trump is the best lawyers in the world. You notice he won the election. Democrats tried to cheat in that election, too. Millions of illegals voted, and Trump won anyway, but he had great lawyers backing him up. And I guarantee you he's sending all the best lawyer pit bulls in America to Florida and Arizona right now. The only mistake he made is he should have had an executive order his second day in office demanding for federal elections national voter ID. And the other mistake is if you don't send those same pit bull lawyers and DOJ attorneys, prosecutors, to Nevada, because I believe Nevada was completely stolen. It wasn't stolen like in Florida or Arizona or Montana. It wasn't stolen with batches of illegal votes at the last second after they knew what the count was, because they won by enough they didn't have to do that. It was stolen because they purposely recruited illegals to vote multiple times, early and on election day. Nobody's got ID. Anybody can claim they're anybody they want in Nevada, and they don't have to speak English, and they don't have to be citizens, and they walk in and they vote. And that's not America, and the system ain't working. And it's time for citizen arrests. If the police don't want to make arrests, if the FBI don't want to make arrests, if the Secretary of State doesn't want to investigate, it's time for citizen arrests. Joke.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be. Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Visits.